Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to another Blog Talk Radio show, Into the Barber Zone, with your man, Shazaz Moment, coming live right here from the Barber Zone Barber Studio. Y'all, we coming from 2505 Parkins Avenue, right here on Southside Columbus. Welcome, everybody. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Happy Kwanzaa. You know, all of that. It's wonderful, feeling good, you know, had a beautiful Christmas time with the family and friends, you know. My daughter was happy, niece was ecstatic, so, you know, that's what it's all about. It's all about the kids, you know, and the family, and the reason for the season, you know, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, you know, so it's wonderful, feeling good. Y'all, it's the last show of the year. Y'all realize this year is gone. 2010 is over, but we're still here. We're still here. We made it through all the good and the bad, you know, the happiness, the sadness, you know, the jubilation and the tears and the sorrow, but we're still here, y'all. So on this show, let's just talk about what went on in 2010. Whether it was good, you know, something that helped boost your career or some positive changes in your life, or we can even talk about the bad things that, you know, that we go through that make us stronger. So this show is just about 2010 year in review. So thank you for joining us. Thank you for supporting us the whole year. You know, it was rough, but, you know, with all the love and the encouragement, we made it through. So thank you. For all the listeners, all the supporters of the Barber Zone, we just say thank you. We're looking to do bigger and better things in 2011. So, you know, with all y'all prayers, encouragement, and, you know, the pushing, we're going to do it. So just thank you. If you're listening on the internet, you're either listening through Facebook or www.blogtalkradio.com/Barber Zone. Get the show there. You can go to the official website, barberzone.org, and the Barber Zone Radio, click Listen Live. If you want to be part of the show, if you want to let us know what, you know, you're getting bad, your year in review, call us, 347-637-3850. Be sure to press 1. Be sure to press 1 if you want to hear your voice, if you want your voice to be heard. But before we go through all of that, we got to stop. We got to take that time, you know, get that shout out, man. We got to get them shout. You got to get them shout out daily. It's not just once, many a times. You know, I call them shout outs. You know, a lot of people call them prayers. It depends on what your relationship is. Because, you know, hey, it's just like shouting out to your family, to your friends, to your father. So you just take the time and just say, thank you, Father, for another day, another year, another opportunity to behold your mercy and your grace. Father, we're just so happy that we've made it through another year, another 12 months, another 365. You've blessed us with the good and the bad, the ups and the downs. But you know, through everything, you make us stronger. And through your grace and your mercy, we can make it through anything because we know you got our back. All we got to do is turn to you and say, Father, lead me, Father, guide me. And at the end, don't forget to say, Father, thank you. Whether it's good or bad, Father, I just give you all the honor and all the glory. Because without you, none of this is possible. We wouldn't have been able to get through this year at all. So I'm just saying thank you. I'm just saying thank you for this show. That it may have been a blessing in somebody's career, somebody's life, that they may have been better because it's made me better. So I just thank you for the strength you give me, that I'm able to run this shop, that I'm able to be a good parent, that I'm able to be a good steward. Father, in 2011, let you be our focus. Let you be our guider. Let you be our instructor, that we may do the things that may be pleasing to you. That way we may get some glory, that through our glory, we give you praise. So in all this, we say thank you for 2010, and thank you for what you got for us in 2011. Father, all these blessings we ask through your son, Jesus' name, and we say amen. All right, y'all. 2010. Man, we got a lot done in 2010. Let's see. Hearing the barbers on, you know, I was able to increase my territory, increase my staff from just me to now I have a full staff. You know, we had some ups and we had some downs, you know. They did construction in front of the shop for 3 months, so had no clientele, so it made me look deeper and see how I can really build my game up. So, you know, and then we were able to boost the educational piece, do some mentoring, work with the community, connect with, you know, some non-profit organizations, you know, to help some other people's lives better. So there was a lot going on in 2010, so, hey, we're going to try to go through it with the help of y'all, you know. Got my whole staff in here. They doing their thing. All right, let's get back to the switchboard, man, here. All right. I'm back to the, give me a second, y'all. I done came back to the switchboard, and now I hear myself on the radio. Okay. All right. Looks like we got some individuals here on the line. We going to get with them. We got some callers from the 614, 314, and the 573. All right, I got a request earlier during the weekend, man. So we got two individuals that are going to be on the line, and they asked me, you know, could they have a few minutes at the beginning of the show? So I'm gonna see what these individuals got to say. We're gonna get here on the line with them. One sec, let's see. Sister Rhoda, welcome to the show.
Good afternoon, Chavez.
Good afternoon. We got Sister Rhoda here from the Network of Christian Salon Professionals. I also got Chris Burke. Let's see.
Yes, sir.
Burke, are you on the line with us?
Yes, sir, I'm on.
Well, y'all, welcome to the Barber Zone, man. Thank y'all for, you know, jumping on the show. You know, Chris, you're on the show a lot. Hey, man, you believe we made it through a whole nother year?
A whole year, man.
Year. So, yeah. Well, you know, y'all asked if y'all could be on at the beginning of the show. Y'all, we have Chris Burke and Rhoda Gibbs from the Network of Christian Salon Professionals. So, y'all go ahead and do y'all's thing.
All right, Chavez. I want to just first thank you for allowing the Network of Christian Salon Professionals to just take a little time out of your radio show. And we hope you had a blessed holiday. We sure did. And we just want to send the blessing of the Lord out to all the salon professionals out there.
Okay. Rhoda, before you get started, give them y'all's information. Before you get started, make sure you give them information, the Facebook page, the website, the number. So in case we got some listeners out there that want to, you know, start an organization or become part of the network, you know, let them know how they can get in touch with you.
Okay, great. Yes, you can find the Network of Christian Salon Professionals on Facebook. We have a page there, and we'd love to have you join as one of our participants or members or partners, as we call them. And you can reach me on my cell, which is 614-946-3753, and I can give you more information. We meet once a month on the fourth Monday of the month. This last quarter of the year, we haven't met, so I'm just looking forward to our meeting starting in January, fourth Monday of the month. We kind of rotate our location in order to accommodate different members. So, yes, come out and meet with us at 6:30 on the fourth Monday of the month.
Okay.
Yeah, we always put the information of you know, where that is since it switches around. We always are sure to put it on that Facebook page and then also send it around as an event. So, you know, definitely take some time to check out that page if you're interested. Anyone who is interested in the Network of Christian Salon Professionals can find us right there on that Facebook page.
Okay. And, y'all, that's something we need to do, man. We have all type of other things going on in the shop, but, you know, we need to get some, you know, some God and Christian-based things so we can, you know, keep our motivation, keep our structure, keep our focus. Keep grounded, because y'all know we get out here, we make money, and we get positions in the community and all of that, and then we start getting big-headed. but you know, right. we start to forget where we came from. So before we get knocked down, we gotta, you know, check ourselves and so we don't get knocked down. So
absolutely. Yeah.
Yes, so Network of Christian Salon Professionals, we've been in existence for about 18 months now. And as you said earlier in your show that the Lord had increased your territory, well, that was kind of the prayer that I had prayed for the network, or I had just prayed in general that the Lord would increase my territory. And the Lord dropped this vision on me to start the network. So that's when I began to just go out and talk to different salon professionals about what I was doing. And Chris Burke was one of the first salon professionals that I approached, and he was just right on board. He had the same vision. So we have just linked up and partnered together to do this work that the Lord has given us. But today our reason for being on the show is we like to give honor where honor is due. And so, as you know, the network, we are a unified body of believers in the Lord Jesus Christ. And what our goal is to advance the kingdom of God in and through the beauty and barber industry. And so what we like to do is partner with and train and develop individuals in our industry on how to do those things, how to have an effect and how to have influence wherever they are. And so today we have an award that we wanted to give. And the first recipient of this award was Chris Burke. And the award is called the Jonathan Award. And Chris,
I think I was at the meeting when he got that one.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Chris received the Jonathan Award last year, and basically that award is based in the scripture that's found in 1 Samuel chapter 18, in verse number 1, and it talks about how Jonathan loved David even as much as he loved himself. And even though Jonathan was in line to be the king because he was Saul's son, he realized the anointing that was on David's life, and he linked up with him and loved him even as he loved himself. And so what we look for when we try to decide who deserves this award, we look for people who have loved our industry even more than they've loved themselves, and they put themselves out there to just be an asset to the industry, to the salon industry. And so what we have determined is that you, Chavez Moman, have been an example of a Jonathan because you have shown that you love this industry even more than you love your own business enterprises. And we know that you have a lot of things going on, but we see how you put the industry first. So we wanted to give you this award today on your last show of the year. And if I could, I'd like to just read it to you, what it says. It says, the Network of Christian Salon Professionals presents the Jonathan Award to Chavez M. Moman. This award honors salon professionals who go above and beyond to recognize and support other kings, champions, and giant slayers in our industry. As Jonathan was to King David, so you are to the salon industry. And then we have myself and Chris Burke sign at the bottom. So we're just looking forward to presenting this to you physically, but we wanted to make a presentation to you on your show to just let the industry know how much we appreciate and recognize what you're doing in our industry.
Thank y'all. Y'all got me over here blessing, man. Thank y'all.
Chavez, I have to say something, man. I want you to recognize one point, that this award is given to Chavez Moman, okay, the person behind all of this. This is not a Barber Zone thing. The Barber Zone does great things, but it even reaches beyond what you do through your Barber Zone brand, through, you know, your networking in the industry. It has to do with your heart. And everything that you do, everything that you present to the industry, you always are making way, seizing territory, like you said, for the gospel. You always carry the message of Christ. You expose it in areas that didn't see it before you began to expose. You made a comfortable platform for people like myself to come on and say, you know, I just wanted to thank God because this happened last year. You know, without shows like yours, without you carrying that weight in, the industry would be like it always was. But because of that, it's changing.
Yeah.
Because of that, we're witnessing right now a barber renaissance where people are waking up, creativity is being spiked, and I just want to thank you for making sure that our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is in on that, because you bring it.
Man. Hey man, I'm touched, man. I'm like speechless right now.
Yeah. And I mean, I got a whole list of things that I could use in my recollection on what you do. And I've been on the show several times, and I just talk about, you know, what I personally learned from you is I just stepped my whole community service game up. You know, whether you're at the food pantry, that's what you were doing the day I met you. He was like, man, I got to go. I got to run and get to this food pantry. I can't. You remember that?
Got to get the food pantry, man. I hit you back
right,
later.
Exactly.
Hey,
exactly. What you've done with Donate Life, you know, what you did with Shop Talk colon cancer event. You've been out the night out in Columbus, national night out in Columbus. You know, when the earthquake happened in Haiti, here you are. You're saying we got to raise money, we got to send it down, and we want to use our gift to generate that money that goes. And I mean, I'm just saying, man. I mean, hey.
got me. Hey, and it's different, you know, when you get awards, man, for like, you know, when we go to hair shows and we get awards for like that and cutting and things like that. But, you know, when you get something like this, you know, get recognized for the work you do for God, for, you know, the work that you're supposed to do all day, every day, man, it's just like, wow.
Right, man. You had a scripture on the wall of your Barber Zone page a while ago, and I copied it because I was like, wow, that's like, I don't know if it's your favorite scripture or not, because we've talked about different ones, but this one embodies how I see you. It's Colossians 2:6-7. It says, as ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him, rooted and built up in him, established in the faith as you've been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. And I said, you know what? That really embodies him. You've seen, like you said, what you're supposed to do, how you're supposed to live, and how you're supposed to function every day. And you've partnered it. You said, I'm going to walk that way even while I'm at work, even while I do these creative things that I think about. And, you know, what we're calling that nowadays, we're calling it a marketplace ministry. That's the buzzword that they use right now. And, you know, and I was like, wow, that scripture really nails it. You know, and if nothing else, if I can't say, you know, that there's a message that you carry aside from what I see in thankfulness. You know, you've had shows about it. You've had shows about character. You've had shows about business, you know. But it's all centered around this acknowledgement and this recognition that you have within yourself, that you can, that you have to be the best that you can be, and the lesson that you learned that from is Jesus Christ.
Exactly.
So we had to do it, man.
Y'all hear me all the time, man. Y'all hear me. One of my favorite statements is, man, I'm just walking in my blessing. That's all. Right. That's all I can do, man. It's just, you know, that's all. If we all just realize that and walk in our blessings, walk in our gifts, yo, we not gonna be perfect. There's only one perfect person to ever walk this earth, and we celebrated his birthday on the 25th. So if you're out there and you think you're gonna be perfect, no. You just gotta be able to say, when you're wrong, I'm wrong. Father, forgive me. Make me be better the next time. That's all we can do, y'all, and just walk in our blessings and keep doing what we're supposed to do, what we are commissioned to do. So, y'all, I thank y'all, man. Y'all got me. y'all really got me. Oh, man.
It's a real nice award, man. It's going to We're going to come to your shop, and we're going to give it to you, and we're going to take the appropriate pictures, and of course we're going to post it on our Facebook page, the Network of Christian Salon Professionals. We'll link it to your page so that your viewers can see the your listeners can see the pictures, and we'll just do the PR campaign and let within our sphere of influence everybody know that Chavez Moman is the honorary Jonathan Award holder for the year 2010.
Oh man. Man, yeah, that one, man, y'all got me, man. Hey, I'm crazy, y'all. Hey, and this is the thing, y'all don't realize, when you be honored by your peers, honored by your peers, man, it's totally different. You know, the people that see you every day, well, not every day, on the regular, the people that are in the industry, the people that are moving in your circles, when you're honored by people like that, man, that's just the most touching right there. So, y'all, again, thank you. Hold on, y'all. We're going to keep going on the show. Man, y'all got me. We got a caller coming from the 314. Welcome to the Barber Zone. Who we got on the line with us today?
Oh, diggity. This O Diggs.
Oh, Diggs,
what's
man.
Up,
Mr. Wade Dollar.
First of all, let me say, Chris, man, I see everything
yes,
you're doing, man. That's a you always have a good look, and let me commend you first of all for linking up with the organization that you're with and distributing out these awards to people that really deserve them. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of people give out accolades, but if it's not coming from the heart and if it's not coming from the man above, they really mean nothing, and all of us know that. So
thanks,
let me
man.
First of all, you know, commend you on that, and Chavez, always, man, you always doing a good thing. And you know, when I was listening to you all, man, I just remember like 3 years ago, man, us sharing a booth, a 10x10, man. I think I might have had a half of a foot to make shirts, man, literally. And you know, linking up with you all and. Giving our company the opportunity to get in the barber and beauty field was amazing, man. So let me say that thank you for that also. And, you know, we went from a small space, from a 10x10 booth where I had a foot to, you know, now we got our own booth now. So, you know what I'm saying? God is good,
hey, man.
Right.
Hey, y'all.
Right.
But, hey, for y'all out there that don't know, man, this my man, Oh Diggity, man. When y'all see me at the shows and I blinged out with the barber zone on my back and I got the Andis Master on my front panel and, you know, the blinged out game, this the man that did it, man. The authentic sourcing cat, man. And he right. We linked up, man, and, you know, brothers trying to come together and put some things together. We had like eight people, man, in a 10x10 booth.
And they might have been more than that.
Hey,
I think it might have been like 15 of us, man.
Hey, no, it was not. Hey, he right, because it was like eight of us that was doing our thing, but everybody had somebody with them. This was at the Brother show, but this is how we had to do it, man. Cats really had to suck up their egos and everything, man, to do their thing and make this work. But like O said, we went from eight people doing a thing in one booth, man, to now if y'all come to the show. Six out of eight of us got our own booths.
Right,
and
exactly.
And that's 3 years' growth, man. So look what God do with us, man. He brought us all together. And we got together on phone call. Cass really hadn't even met each other. We on the phone, all from St. Louis, and Big Rob and him in Iowa. I'm in Columbus, and we didn't link it up. We get to the brothers. It's like, man, how we going to do this?
It was crazy, but you know what, man? God put us in the predicaments, man, to strengthen us, man. So, you know, I mean, even if The point being that even if we would have never got together, as far as we would have got on the phone conversations and then got to the place and everybody would have went their own separate ways, there was a reason for that. But the way that it happened, you know what I'm saying, we all still linked up and we did our own thing. I mean, we've been in Roderick's booth, we've been in your booth, you know what I'm saying, we've been in the I mean, we've been all over, man, and, you know, God has given us the ability, man, to keep growing, man, for real. And I appreciate, first of all, I appreciate you for giving me that opportunity to even get into this barber field, because I'm not a barber. I make clothes. But our best customers, man, and the people that always come back, man, are barbers, you know, and barbers and beauticians and stylists and estheticians and nail techs, you know, so... I mean, you know, I give an honor to God, but at the same time, man, I give an honor to God for creating somebody like you to, you know, saying, show me which way I need to go with, you know. Because it's not always about making money, man. Sometimes it's about building those relationships that allows you to get that wealth.
Oh, exactly. Let me tell you, man, this is Chris.
I'd rather make an impact than make money.
That's right.
You make that impact, the money and the blessings is going to come. So make an impact, y'all. Let's make an impact before we make some money. Y'all, let it come.
Yep.
Hey, oh, this is Chris.
Yes, sir.
Let me say this, man. When we went to our show in Columbus, Cass was looking for your booth, man. They were looking for your booth. They were like, "Oh, that's the booth that's the Pounder Brothers," and they got to the door. They said, "Oh, this ain't it." This, you know, because somebody had something shining over the corner.
Oh, yeah.
And then they see Chavez. They was like, hey, shoot the barbers. They got the, and then, oh, that's
they got
that yeah,
little hand on the, I'm like, no. Hey, you should be, hey, I'm Chris. You should have seen the face. Was like, oh, no.
Oh, they was like, man, you got the whole industry sold up, man. You know, keep doing
this. You know what? That all has to do with, like I said, man, that insight that you all have given me. You know what I'm saying? To know what the people want. Now, of course, somebody's gonna try to duplicate, but you know, it's duplication. You know, when people tell me, "Hey, man, somebody's doing what you're doing," hey, man, that's the best form of flattery. You know what I'm saying? I'm happy that somebody sees the opportunity.
Right.
To do that.
But you know, we do it at the network. At the network, we believe this. We believe that God's given everybody a gift, or multiple gifts even, and that all those gifts are for a particular purpose. So once you're really flowing in your purpose, there's really nothing that anybody can do like you, because that's specifically fit for you and you're equipped specifically for it. And so, yeah, like you said, it is flattery because everybody can see you doing something. Oh, they got something. You know. But then again, too, if they don't have the grace for it, it's never going to come out the same.
Yeah,
you
exactly.
Know?
Never. Hey, y'all. Okay,
and I think,
hey, we're going, man. This is beautiful, man. Hey, y'all. I love this show, man.
Yeah.
Being able to have
good
people
stuff,
just
man.
Come on, man, and just share whatever they want to share, man. You know, I didn't mean to cut you off, Chris, but, you know.
No. That was.
The 2010 review, man, just having cats to be able to share whatever
right.
they want to share. We just, you know, we just had some heated shows, but we just had some good ones, you know. We just had some heated shows where we had to put some people in their place. But then we also had some shows where we had to congratulate. So,
right.
So
yeah.
Man, but yeah. Oh.
Yes, sir.
Y'all, be sure. Stay tuned. Barberzone.org, man, the 2011, man, it's going to be crazy.
Cool.
Note number one, this show right here is going to be moving to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. 9 p.m. We got a lot of people out here, and I get emails and texts and things. Yo, I missed the show. I couldn't get on. I was working. I was moving. I was shaking. You know, I wasn't stationary. So we can get more people on here to express their voices and opinions. We're going to 9 p.m. starting next week, 9 p.m.
That's good.
So take a note of it. We're going to blast it on Facebook so we can encompass everybody. We got it going. We got it. The Barber Zone Boot Camp, working with my man Bert. We are, your man, I had to get an event planner, man. We had to get an event planner. But the first of many Barbers Don't Boot Camps, it's going to be right here in Columbus, Ohio. The end of April, you know, the beginning of May, that first weekend. It's also my birthday weekend. So y'all come to Columbus. Y'all gonna see more information on the internet. Come to Columbus and let's get it in, you know, barber style, barber love. We're gonna get my man Old Diggity out here so, you know, he can bring all the blinged out things. So if y'all wanna get the official, authentic person, Barber's Own blinged out, whatever, be there, man. But if you want your official pieces, y'all better be sure to hit my man Old Diggity on Facebook and send him your images first. He ain't gonna just have them here, and you're gonna be mad. So,
yeah. And you know what? Chavez, we actually just launched the website. It's abcbling.com. So you can always get in contact with me. Super easy. abcbling.com.
Hey, hold on. I gotta add that to the website, man. I'm gonna add that to the website today, man. abcbling.com. Y'all heard it. Official right here on the Barber Zone, the abcbling.com. Y'all better get on it.
Yeah, and then, Chavez, after this, we need to talk so I can go ahead and, you know, I've been wanting to put your stuff up on the internet, but I don't want you to sue me. No, I'm sweating. Because I know that thing going to go for sale, man. You know, you was actually messing up the booth, man, wearing that at the booth and everybody coming out wondering what
hey.
They got on.
Hey,
remember the guy had it on? He was trying it on. He's like, well, I think I want this one.
I had to make that like, job. Hey, yo,
I'm like,
no,
man, I don't know how you got that thing on, but you got to take it off.
Man,
that's not for sale.
Hey, y'all. We got some callers on the line, man. We got somebody calling right here from 614. We're going to get to you in a minute. And Big Will. See you on there, man. Look like we got my man Bernard on there also. I see y'all. Hold on. Hey, but back to that, man. That was crazy. Man, I come over to the booth, and I look, and my man had my shirt on. Come on, I'm about to buy this one. I'm like, no.
But man, he said, he's like, this is that Barber Jones joint. That's what he said.
I'm like, yeah, I am Barber Jones. He looking at me. He looked at the dude trying to tell me I wasn't who I was. I'm like, you got to come up. Oh, my God. Oh. All right, y'all. In a couple minutes, man, probably about, yeah, in a couple minutes, man, we're going to start. We're going to talk about some of these shows we went to, man, in 2010. The good ones. And the bad ones.
All right.
Calling from the 614, man. Welcome to the Barber Zone. Who we got on the show with us?
What up, man? This is Al.
What's up, Al? What's up,
hey,
good brother?
Up, all right, how y'all fellas, man?
Oh, everything is great. Everything is great.
Good.
Yes,
I just tuned in. I just heard you got an award, man. I just wanted to call and say congratulations and continue much success to all my brothers out there that's on the battlefield daily.
Oh, thank you, brother. Thank you, brother. Appreciate you. Hey, y'all, this is my man, Al, man. This is an old – he ain't old, but this is an OG in the game, man. This one of the, you know, one of the cats I can say I look up to who been doing their thing in the barber game here in Columbus for years. So, hey, Al. I just want to say thank you for what you're doing in the community, man, because, you know, you're doing things, man, and you encourage me. I'm like, I'm doing something. I got to do something, too, man. Let's do this thing again.
right.
Big up to what you're doing. Hey, because I know y'all see me posting things about the Lifeline of Ohio and the Shop Talk where we're talking about organ and tissue donation. I was one of the ones, man, that invited me out to that project. So, thanks to you, Al, and Jake. 2010, man. Let's do some bigger things with that, man.
No doubt, man. We, you know, we can all make it happen. So.
Oh yeah.
But yeah, I just wanted to come on real quick. Yeah.
Before you get off the line, man. tell the people where you at, man. So if they in the Columbus area, man, and they in that Mount Vernon area, let them know how to get at you.
Oh, yeah, we down here on Money Earning, Mount Vernon and 20th. Name of the shop is the Cutter Brother Rest Beauty and Barbershop. And the number is 614-253-8820. And then also you can check out my new nonprofit website. It's called www.madinc.net. Just show you some things that we're doing down here in the community, man. So, and Chris, you on the webpage, man, on the back to school rally, too.
Oh, okay.
MadInc.net.
All right. Man, that was a fantastic event, man. For anybody who doesn't know, they taking care of the whole neighborhood. I mean, you know, anything that Al decides to do, it's not for his customers or for his buddies or, you know, for some people that he knew. Like, Al will do something and turn the whole neighborhood out. Yes, everybody knows Al. That was a lot of fun. How many book bags did you give away? 500, something like that?
525. And, you know, it's going to be bigger and better this year, so hopefully we get some more support. So, you know, August the 15th is the date, so, you know, get ready.
All right.
We'll do it again.
The network is with you.
Oh, yeah.
The network is with you on it.
Yeah, man, but we just, you know, just get the word out when it comes down that way so we can bless more families. So.
All right. Not a problem.
Yep. And just,
thanks.
Just, fellas, all I can do is always remember, if it's not about you, and just bless other people, man, and God's going to take care of you, so.
Exactly.
Y'all have a happy new year, 2011, and we get it done, fellas.
All right.
All right. Appreciate you. Appreciate you, Big Al. Thank you.
All right. God bless you.
I like this site, too. I like this site. They're making a difference.
Thank you.
All right.
All right. Bless.
Yes, sir. All right, y'all. That's my man, Al Edmonds. I had to run and get my plug for my laptop, man. The laptop almost went out. Yeah. All right. Hey, this website is nice, man.
Isn't it, though? I mean, Al does a lot of stuff, man. I mean, Al got Bible studies on his, I think it's Monday evening or something like that.
Yeah.
He does the prison ministry. He got a heart for children, got a heart for, you know, to help fathers, help people, help young men become men. I mean, he's doing the whole thing, man.
Hey, man, but that's what we need, man. Hey, don't forget he got the cookbook. Hey, y'all.
Right.
Hit Al up. Call that man. He just left you the number. Hit him up at, you know, on the website, themadinc.net. He's got a barber cookbook. And what it is, he just asks his clients for their recipes and puts some stuff together for us, the barbers. Y'all know we be moving and shaking all the time. But, excuse me, it's some quick recipes that we can do. You know, so check it out, man. All right, y'all, we're going to keep moving. We got a few callers. We got from the 762. Got the 281, and let's get on moving on. The show, the 2010 review. What happened in 2010? Good and the bad. Let's talk about it before we start talking about these hair shows we went to. Caller from the 762, who we got on the line with us today?
Yo, what's up? This Ash. I'm a female barber out of Georgia.
What's going on? Welcome to the show.
Yeah, this is my first time hearing about it. I went on my Facebook and I just checked y'all out. So I just, you know what I'm saying? Tried to see what y'all was about. But I've been, I've been cutting hair for about 11 years, man. And I've been feeling it. This year been a big year for me. I went to a couple hair shows for the first time, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, it's been real big. Okay.
Yeah, I'm trying to get out there, trying to get my designs and stuff out there. I seen the little Barber's Own website and stuff like that, trying to get my name out there.
Okay, you know, okay. That's what this show is all about. And this is how we do it on the Barber's Own. You try to get your name out, this is how we do it on the Barber's Own. Before you start talking, before you get into your review for 2010, give the people your name, where you work at, your number, your Facebook, all of that. This is your time to shine right here. So let the people know who you are.
Okay, I'm Ashley Kaufman. Born and raised out of Wisconsin, live in Georgia. I work at Overflow Barbershop. My Facebook is Ashley Kaufman with a K. Ashley, A-S-H-L-E-I-G-H, K-A-U-F-M-A-N-N. Cough the Barber. Everybody call me Cough. I think I'm real cheap right now. By the time I blow up, I plan to have a $1 million haircuts. You know, but it's a gift it's a gift that God gave me. You know, I tried other stuff, but it's the only thing that I love. You know what I'm saying? So I'm trying to get myself out there. That's what y'all can hit me up. I go on Barbers On now. You know what I'm saying? Put my face out there, a couple of my designs. Ashley Kaufman. I don't think it's too many Ashley Kaufmans that cut hair. So.
Okay. Hey, so you on the on our Barbers On friend list, or you on the on our Facebook page or whatever?
Yeah, I'm on the friends list. I got a message about the radio talk, and I just went on there, and I looked. It was like, okay, so I'm going to stop. So then I was like, I'm going to call in. I'm going to see what's up.
That's what you're supposed to do.
Yeah. I love Barbara.
I'm about to pull you up on the Facebook thing. But hey, what's your last name? You said with a C or a K?
Okay, K-A-U-S-M-A-N-N.
K-A-U-S.
K-A-U-F, like Frank.
Yeah, I'm about to pull you up here in a minute. But I 2010. Give us a little reflection on what went on in your barber career or whatever. You know, that's what we're talking about today. So let's hear you know, a little reflection on 2010.
Okay, last February. This February that just went by. I went to the first Bonner Brother hair show, and that's where I started, you know what I'm saying, picking up on a couple of ideas with the color and the black ice and all that. And I came back. Huh?
You ain't picking my poster, man? You ain't picking my Barber's Own poster?
The Barber's Own poster? No, we had bought the prayer poster. I don't know about the Barber's Own poster, but I had got the poster with the praying hands. I ain't see no, but I bought the finger raiser. I think that was from Barber's Own.
Nah, man, no, you missed the Barber's Own posters, man. I got two posters. One got designed, and then one got regular haircut and my DVD. So if you ain't get that, man, you ain't get all the way through.
I don't think I got that. But it's another one coming up in February. I plan on going to all the hair shows. Now, you know, I seen G Wiz for the first time, and that's my inspiration right there, because he's from the Midwest. I'm from the Midwest. I feel we could do it. And me being a female barber, I feel like...
I'm from Columbus, Ohio, from the capital. I'm from the capital.
Yeah, you Midwest too. Yeah. See that? See? I feel like I surround myself with people in the industry, you know what I mean? I can't do nothing but grow as a barber and as a business person.
That's true.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, you're doing it right. Yo, man, hold on. My switchboard is going crazy. All right, nah, but go on. You said you did the February. What else? You know, let's go.
I did the February. I did the August. I went to August, and then by the time it was August, because I'm only 20 right now, and my mom taught me how to cut hair when I was 10 years old. So she kept saying, Ashley, go to school. So now I'm about halfway through with school now.
After
I went to the hair show.
So you part of the show we had a couple weeks ago, the Bootleggers.
Yeah, I'm self-taught, but I work in the shop. I ain't like no porch cut.
Let me ask you, you already got your barber license?
No, I don't.
But
I was under the apprenticeship, but the apprenticeship was taking too long, so I switched, and my hours didn't even count. But I just went on to school.
So you just working in somebody's shop bootleg, huh?
No, I was an apprentice, but I wanted to get my book worked. I was just getting my practical hours.
Oh, okay.
You
know
what I'm saying? I needed my book work. I couldn't pass like that. That's what it was. And I thought I had that whole thing planned out about the apprenticeship thing, but it didn't really go how I thought it would.
Okay.
I need that book work.
Oh, yeah. Hey, you got to get the book work so you can get right. Hey, you got to, like we say. You gotta step your game up to step your name up.
Right.
Hold on one second, y'all. My DSL is over here acting crazy and my switchboard that went down. So y'all, apologies. Stay on the line. You know, I know we already got a few callers on the line, but other callers, I'm about to get you on a second. As soon as I can get this switchboard back up. You know, we're dealing with technology and sometimes technology overrules what we're trying to do. So But yo, the 2010. Let's talk about some of these shows we went to. Some of these head shows and some of these different cities that we went to, man. Let's see. It says the resolution is successful. Hold on 1 second. I'm trying to get my, you know, my old internet work together.
Ashley.
Yes, sir.
This is Chris. You said you were went to Atlanta Bonner Brothers?
Yeah, I went to the Bonner Brothers February and August.
You see me on stage,
yeah,
girl?
Yeah, we were down there in August. We did the Barber Zone show right from there. Remember that, Vez? From the floor?
Oh yeah.
See that Sunday I had left out by like 5 o'clock. We had to be back to school, so yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
Vez was on CNN.
Right, we gotta get you right. First of all, we gotta get you with the Anders product in your hands, because that tell me right there you ain't come by the Anders booth, because me, my man Jay the Barber, Kenny Duncan, Paul Miguel, and Mr. Wall Street, Roger Samuels, did our thing on the Anders booth, so, you know, so.
I did see the Anders show, I did see that.
Yeah, so we was on there doing our thing, so. We got a couple more callers calling in, man. So let's see. We got a caller from the 281. We're gonna get him in and hear what he got to say. We have somebody just flash in and flash out, so come back on. Caller from the 281, man, this is Brother Daniel.
Yes it is. What's going on, man?
Welcome to the show, good brother. Welcome to the show.
What's going on? How things are going on with you, man?
Man, you know, we're saying Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays to you, man, from the Barber Zone.
Starting
off like that way. But, yeah, hey, good brother. You know,
yeah.
2010, man, it's over. You know, it's done for, man. We about to go to 2011. Give us a little reflection on what moves you made in 2010, man.
I want to say the best move of all, and that was making it to the barber in the industry, you know what I'm saying? I mean, getting into school, got 3 more months of that, and done with it. Get the license, get my papers, and I'm out of there, you know. Oh, the sky's the limit. I'm getting in that rocket ship going up to space, man. You know, I see y'all in Mars, you know what I'm saying?
He said, see you on Mars.
So, Hey, he said, hey, like Roger Sanders say, no ceilings. Well, hey, man, there's no atmosphere with me. I'm up there.
Atmosphere, man. I'm out here. Hey, man. That's beautiful, man. Oh, man. Hey, bro. I can't wait to meet you in Atlanta, man, and get to kick it with you, man. We're going to have some fun, bro.
Oh, yeah, man, for sure. Barner Brothers is on February. It's the weekend of my birthday, too. It's
Oh, yeah? Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Hey, glad to know that, bro. We gonna get it in. We gonna big there for your birthday.
Yeah, for sure, man.
Hey, y'all. I know y'all heard us make that reference to the Bronner Brothers. Y'all know that's the it's one of the biggest hair shows in the barber and beauty industry, man. It's the place that, you know, the Barber Zone and a lot of my other colleagues, we come to bring them new products, that new education, and, you know, bring that barber love, man. Revive your barber energy. So be sure to check it out. You can find the link at, I'm going to say it again, barberzone.org. If you need anything in the barber game, barberzone.org. But the official site is bronnerbrothers.com. Go on there. Make sure you get your registration. Best way to go is the VIP. Get you in everything. So get your VIP tickets, man. Meet us down
hold,
there.
Hold on, Chavez. I mean to cut you off. I had a quick question for you.
What's up?
On those VIP tickets, how much are they running? If I get it through y'all, how much are they running?
No. You go right through. I mean, I've got a link on the page for the Bronner Brothers show, but you go right through the bronnerbrothers.com,
mm-hmm.
And let me see. You go right through bronnerbrothers.com, and I think they still $75. I don't know if they moved up to 100 or not. But
and that's a secure VIP ticket, correct?
Exactly. Yeah, because once you they'll send you tickets in the mail with your name on it and all that.
Okay. Yeah, because I secured my amount at 65, and I still owe like 400 more, you know, for the hotel and everything like that.
Oh yeah. Hey man, I'm feeling crazy.
We got to get you in on the round table too.
Oh yeah.
Did you get your round table ticket?
The round table.
Most definitely. Hey Chris, I almost forgot, man. I almost forgot. Big shouts to my man, Curtis Smith, man, the Exotic King. They're doing it again. This is the third time, man, the Barber's Roundtable. Chris just mentioned it. Y'all, don't miss that. The Barber Roundtable, man, is going down. They switched the venue. It used to be at Justin, you know, Diddy's spot. No longer. It got too big, man. You know, we were kind of blowing the walls out the last time. So it's going to be at Mingles. It's going to be at Mingles, right across from the Sheridan Hotel. So be sure to check that out, man. Check it out on Facebook. It's under Curtis Smith. Jump on the event, man. It's the Barber's Roundtable. You know, so maybe y'all can be part of that picture we took like last year, 300-plus barbers in the building
right
at one time.
Did you get that, Ashley?
Yeah, I got that. I'm listening
and
all that.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's a don't miss right there. That's where, you, like you said, meeting and connecting with people that are in the industry, the top of the industry, that's where it's at. It's all there, the round table.
And, y'all, and anybody, if you missed the show or you missed any parts of it, you can go back to, I'm going to say it again, barberzone.org. Barber's on radio. You can click any of the old shows and hear how we get it down on the Barber's Zone, man. So there's no reason for you to miss it. So, all right. We got a caller from the 646. Let's get them on the line, man, and see their little reflection on 2010. Welcome to the Barber's Zone. Who we got on the line with us today?
Greetings, this is Natasha Rose of Facebook, natasha.zroses.z, number 646-464-9417. I'm a stylist.
Welcome to the show, Miss Lady. Welcome to the show.
How are you? Listen, I really want to travel everywhere, and I want to get on this barber kick. I'm telling you, I really want to absorb that next.
Okay. Are you really ready? People say they're ready, but everybody's not ready for this.
I'm way past ready.
Okay. What you trying to do? What you just trying to step your barber cuts up? What you trying to be an official barber? What you trying to do?
Actually, I want to incorporate it into my style. Because my styles, I go a little crazy already. You know what I mean? And I would love to be able to add to that. So I have a couple of people in my family that are barbers already, but, you know, I want to take it to the next level because y'all are doing stuff down there that we're not even doing up here.
Now, where you located at?
I'm in Massachusetts in New York.
Oh, snap. Yeah, you all the way up.
Damn far.
In the cold.
Okay. Part of Massachusetts?
In the cold, yes. The snow is up to my knees today.
Yeah.
Yo, best thing to do, what I'm going to say is stay connected to the Barber Zone, first of all. But any education you can get, any of these barber classes, like we're going to have a barber boot camp down here in April, the Bronner Brothers shows, any of these shows where they're giving Clipper education, that's where you need to go. You know,
I've already got my ticket for Bronner's this year.
There it is. You already
bought the VIP ticket like 2 weeks ago.
There it is. That gets you in everything. But make sure when you get down there, you know, a lot of people, you know, we've had a show about this. A lot of people get down to these shows and they get caught up in doing it. They want to kick it because they're in Atlanta. They ain't never been in Atlanta. They want to go see the city and this, that, and the other. But no, when you get down to them shows, You got to put your nose to the grind and get all the education you get. You know,
already
get,
on
you
it.
Know, yeah, you know, it's not. This is for everybody. You know, you want to lie, but this, you know, this is for everybody. When you get down to them shows, get as much education you can. You know, if you see me on the stage, if you see me on the end of the stage, or you see me at the booth and you got a question, come holler at me. That's what
most
I'm there for.
Most definitely.
That's what I'm there for, you know. Be like, hey, this is Natasha from Massachusetts. What's going on? And I'm going to give you
that's
a hug.
That's what I'm definitely saying. Listen, I already have my roster for classes already. I ordered the brochure like 2 weeks ago, too. So I'm not going out there to party. I'm going out there to learn.
Oh, yeah, there it is. There it is. Hey, make sure you pick up your Barbizon posters, too, while you're there. And the
most
DVD
definitely.
Already. I'm going to have them already wrapped up for you. Might even have your name on it for you.
Listen, I sent you a message on Facebook already, so you just let me remind me and I'm on it.
Hey, there it is. There it is. Yo, this is, you know, this is how we do it on the Barbizon, man. This is how we do it. And this is what this show is here. The show is here for everybody to learn. Because you in Massachusetts, I'm in Columbus, Ohio. So we got Miss Ashley. Where you at? You in Wisconsin or you in Georgia? We got Miss Ashley.
Yeah, I'm in Georgia.
She in Georgia. We got my man Bernard. He in the Houston,
yes,
area. And we all on the line together. So, you know,
I'm
all on the line doing our thing.
I'm sorry. I had to take care of some business. I'm back on the line. What's going on?
Oh, okay. Hey, man, we here, brother. You know how we do. We here right here.
Yeah, most definitely, man.
We on the barber zone, man. You know how we get it in. But, y'all, the reflection, let me see. Hey, Berkey, we're going to have to mess around and get that Roger guy, man. You know, he's been missing an action like 3 weeks now. We're going to have to get on
that. Yeah, we're Mr. Samuels, man. I mean, buddy never sleeps.
At least you know he ain't sleep.
I'm about to text him right now. You got 60 seconds to get on the phone.
Yeah, we're trying to figure out what's up with this commission in 2011, man.
Yeah, he said he's going to let that out the bag, what, in January?
Yeah.
We got a show for that.
Next week?
Yeah, we got another show for that. And, we've been talking about 2010. 2011 is about to be bananas, man. I'm putting it out there right now. It's a barber renaissance. If y'all don't know, y'all better use your iPhones and go to dictionary.com and find out the word renaissance. It means a revival. It's a barber revival. It's time for us. Hey, y'all hear us all the time. Step your name up. We're gonna step our game up. We're gonna step our name up. We're going to get that respect that we do. It's time for us to get money like athletes. You know,
I'm
going to tell you, I'm trying to get it. You know, 2010 reflection, y'all, I'm telling y'all that's new to the show. I've been flying all over the place. You know, going to different states and different cities I never, ever thought I'd go to, all in the name of barber. You know, getting checked for doing something that I love every day. Like an athlete. Flying me first class. I'm sitting in the front of the plane, getting it in, doing my thing, all in the name of barber. Yo.
That's what's up.
Get it, man. Let's step our business part up, because we all know we got the gift in our hand. We got the gift in our heart. We, our mind. Man. You got they on TV looking good and, you know, looking right. You know, Wayne, like your man Wayne Brady, finally stopped cutting his own hair, finally got a barber. You know.
There it is. Right.
New song was on
that. So, hey. So, hey. Man, we get our dues, man. And we are the with most respect.
And as we should be.
Hey, so let's step that up. But, y'all, we got a couple new individuals on the phone with new one to the barber game. Well, maybe not the barber game, but to, like, the hair circuit game. So we're going to take a little, with my man Chris Burke's assistant, we're going to take a quick review of some of the shows that we went to this year in 2010.
Where are you going to start? Where are you going to start?
January. Oh, I told y'all, man, I've been to some places I never, ever thought I would be. January was in Des Moines, Iowa, with my man Big Rob and doing his show. Now, that was a nice one, man. Really, I didn't know brothers got down like they got down in Iowa. So, big up to Big Rob and them. They did their thing, man. Hey, actually, I'm going back in March to Des Moines. So, that was hot. What? February. February, Brian
BCA. Oh, that's right, Brown Brothers, yeah.
Brown Brothers, always hot. You know, that was a great time, man. You know, like my man Old Diggity said, we had a cat down there trying to put on my clothes.
All right.
So, yeah. March. March,
yeah. That's IBCA, isn't it?
Yeah. I didn't make that one. What did I do? I did something else.
In Indy.
Yes, oh.
Indy?
That was the first Indy. That was the first Indy.
That was the
first Indy.
The platforms.
Right.
That was all right. The first one. That was all right.
That was, what was his name? His name's not Kendrick. What was the name of one? The barber.
The one guy to put on the big show.
Right.
Oh God,
the silver,
he's
the silver people.
Yeah.
But
that, you know.
Yeah, that was his.
That was cool. That show was cool. But then we left. Then we left the show and went to Raleigh.
Right.
Oh my God!
No,
that was
the second time. That was the second time.
No,
that was the second.
I'm sorry, yeah, that was the second.
Raleigh's
was
second.
We did Indy like three times.
Right after
okay,
IBCA,
yeah,
it was Barbers International in May.
Yeah, and then we did the Barber International. Oh my God! Shout out to Barber International, and the show here in Columbus. That was awesome. You know, awesome show, great networking. For y'all new barbers in the game, check out barberinternational.com. Hook up with them. They do a show every year. Great networking, great opportunity. Say you want to get your name out there and you want to learn a few things. Barber International, awesome event. And actually, this year it's going to be in Atlanta. So
Right. Don't
miss it. It's going to be real hot. Oh,
that's where I got my cloaker cape.
Get your cloaker case. Hey, that's what I want to do, man. I don't want to forget. I want to take a time to shout out all the supporters and contributors to the Barber Zone, man. Like I say, we got the cloaker case, we got the Tondeo people, the Andy
Pro
Company,
Pro Grip,
Cam. We got the style,
Against the Grain.
Against the Grain magazine, Barbers Only magazine. Awesome. You know, that's so many contributors. We got the Hampton family. Forget the 842 people, man, at all.
Right.
Loved it. The graphics team with the graphics pencils, you know, got Barber Express. We got a Creative Platform magazine. Major League Barbers, you know, and the barber.
Yeah, Ashley mentioned G Wiz. He's been on the show.
Yeah, G Wiz. You know, Curtis Smith and the Exotic Team. The Ed Jeffers Barber Museum, the Ohio Barber Association, Ohio Barber Board. Organic Root Stimulator. You know, the Clipper Guy, the Clipper Keepers. Hey man, it's just, you know, we didn't do a lot of networking this year, man. You know, the BizLink, MS BizLink, check them out. That's the one those the barbers on down with the appointment system. You know, we got my man David Gonzalez in there, man, and howtostayhair.com.
How to stay hair.
Man, them do. Barbara. And y'all didn't help you, man. And, you know, just wise, you know, spiritually, mentally, you know, I just want to say thank you to everybody. So, you know, I know we got some new callers on the phone, but, hey, yo, stay tuned to the bar, man. Stay tuned to the Barber Zone.
Most definitely.
Anything you can learn is helpful. Never think you've been in the game long enough, excuse me, not to learn. You know, I've been to some shows, I've done some hair shows, and, you know, seen some characters and seen some good work. You know, I've seen some brothers that's been in the game for 25 years getting a barber competition and live like a fool. But then also, I've seen a brother that's only been in the game. He only been out of school, you know, 6 weeks and come in and win the barber competition. Oh, yeah. 2011, real big life. But, hey, but what we always got to do, man, never, ever, ever get too big to where you think you're doing this thing by yourself, man. You always got to take time and say, thank you, Father, for my gift, for my blessing. Never. Once you start thinking you're too big, man, that's when you take that fall. The pride comes before the fall. I have seen a few barbers, man, in this past year have some things happen and they not able to cut hair. I mean, just to think about it. You mess around and bump your elbow and mess up a nerve in your hand, now you can't cut. I've been through it. You know, I got bone spurs in my elbows. And anybody that's seen me, if I had my man Roger here on the line, when I was in South Carolina, man, for a minute, I couldn't even hardly hold my clippers. My elbows hurt so bad. Yo, we gotta take these things, man. We can't take them for granted, man. We gotta give thanks for all these blessings, man, for the good and for the bad. You know, it ain't always gonna be sunny outside. It ain't gonna like, hey, like Miss Posse can tell you, you got them snow and you got them blizzards. Hey, but that snow and that blizzard, man, make you appreciate them flies and that sunshine in the springtime.
Right.
Hey, it's a beautiful. Looks like we got just four of us left on the phone, so this we gonna do it. We gonna end this live show. All right, we gonna give y'all one more chance to give a reflection on 2010 and maybe a little insight about what you want to do in 2011. So we gonna, Mr. Brother Bernard.
Man, you love putting me on blast, don't you? Put me on the spot.
Hey, brother, like we tell you, you the one called in, and you the one pressed one,
hey.
Your brother. But when you
hey.
Press the one, you know I'm going to give it to you.
Hey, it's all good, though, man. Let me just enlighten y'all. But, no, 2010, it was a great year. Got into the barbering industry, got into school. In 2011, I'm going to open the shop after I get the license. I mean, that's simple as that, you know, selling products, cutting hair, making logos, flyers, designs, anything you want, you know, just holler at me. see me on Facebook.
Hey, man, who you think you is, man?
Hey, I got to get in, too, man.
Hey, wait a minute. I was laughing about that.
Hey,
need to stick with, Daniel. You need to stick with Chavez because you just sat there and described Chavez.
look, he said, go ahead and get it in, so that's what I'm doing.
Hey, you on track, man. You on track.
Go on
and tell them that you're going to have your booth at the Brown Brothers. You're going to sell your goods. You're going to get a radio show.
I love it for real.
Yeah, we loving it, man. We loving it for real.
I love to see you do that, bro, for real. And like y'all hear me say, and this barber game, man, it's the opportunities are so big. You know, it makes no sense that in this vast barber game we got that we only have really two barber publications. Why am I the only one that I know of that has a talk show that's directed toward the barber and the beauty game? You know,
yeah.
That I've seen. I don't know. There may be some other ones, but this is so big. We have so much information, so much going on that we need to have 12 barber publications. Why is it that you can go into the store right now and you can get 15 cookbooks about making cupcakes, but you can't find one about being a barber?
It's just a matter of bringing the respect level back to the game in 2011. That's what I said.
We got it in 2011. It's a barber renaissance, man. The revival of the barber game. You know,
we gotta go back to traditional barbers. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So where we take that place, we take that place where we need to be. So y'all know how we get it in. But all right, we still got the ladies on the line.
Yes.
So we got Miss Ashley.
Yes.
On 2010, before we get out of here, and what you looking to accomplish in 2011?
Well, as far as 2010, you know, the hair shows and everything brought light to my career choice, and I took that jump in school. And 2011, I had the confidence to join some barber battles, and you know what I'm saying, get out there. Do what I gotta do, be a platform artist, you know, go back to school, be an instructor, do what I gotta do to better me and my field, you know.
Okay. Hey, the whole
continue
thing
to
is,
learn.
I'm gonna give y'all a little clue on what to do, man. A little tip. I had one of my clients. This like one of my old friends, man. Like, he ain't even my client. He's like damn in my family. So we've been knowing each other since like 93. So he came in. I hadn't seen him in a while. He moved back to Cali. He come to the shop over the holiday. Like, I think it was Friday. And he was like, wow, man, you did it. And he just started going through all the things when I was working a regular 9-to-5 job, working at CompuServe, helping people get online with their dial-up networking. When I'm sitting there like, man, dude, I'm about to go to barber school. I'm going to open my own shop and do this. And I actually wrote a list down of what I was going to do. And that dude reminded me that I did that. So I went back, you know, I'm an accounting major type dude. So, you know, I got, like, paperwork from ever. Went back and looking at that, I found that paper, man. I found some of them papers. And a lot of things that I've done in these past few years, there was on that list. So what y'all do is take a second and just think about what you want to do in your life in this barber game. Because, you know, I had that, you know, I was going to get my license. I was going to open me a shop in my community. You know, I was going to start a clothing line. And I was going to do this. And I was going to have a website. And this, that, and everything that is on that list, it's maybe like 11 or 12 things. I done got like 10 of them things done, and the other two is on paper in the works. So I say that to, if you got a plan, write that plan down.
Stick to it.
You may not know the steps that you're going to take right now to achieve that goal, but writing that thing down is like confirming that thing. You know, you got to believe it before you can achieve it. You know, write that thing. Get that thing down in your spirit. You know, when you're saying them prayers, like you heard me say earlier, not them prayers, them shout out. Get that relationship where you're not just praying, you're shouting out to God. In your shout out. Put that in your shout out. Take them little steps. I hear y'all saying, I want to get myself out there. Get to these hair shows. Get to these classes, you know. Get to this barber zone boot camp, you know. Let your spirit, let your work speak for you. You mess around and get them calls, like part of the other reflection, last July. Now it was August right before the show. I got a call from Ivan Duke, the head of education in the Andes King, for the Andes Company. So he liked my work, the things he's been seeing me do, and he'd like for me to be part of the Andes education team at the Bronner Brothers show. You know, that was a blessing right there. I mean, off the top, he called me early one morning. Like, hey, Seth, this is Ivan. I'm like, wow, okay. I like to, you know, I'd like for you to be part of the Andes education. I never even thought about that. That wasn't on my list. That wasn't on my thing to do, but that was a blessing that God, you know, bestowed to me. So people say, well, how do you get on with this? How do you get on with that? You got to put yourself out there. You got to make your effort. You got to sow them seeds. When you sow them seeds in the ground, you know you're going to get green beans, or you're going to get cucumbers, or you're going to get tomatoes. But when you sow them seeds that God gave you, you don't know what's going to come up. Because he don't tell you. Whatever them seeds is whatever he got in his enormous hand. So, y'all, just sow them seeds, man. Y'all never know what's going to spring up.
That's
so
true.
So. Miss Natasha, it's your turn. Being the rookie to the barber zone.
Yes, I'm rookie. You know. First, I got to say God is good. And love and blessings to all the barbers and stylists that's out there trying to do their thing. I think that through 2010 on through 2011 and on, strength, growth, and knowledge is going to be my key. You know what I mean? I'm going to live through natural, free life because my thoughts is the freest thing I got, and that's going to lead me to do everything else that I need to do.
Exactly. Girl, that was good. All righty. Hey, you got my man, Chris Burke, you get the last word, brother,
yes, sir,
before we get up out of here.
Well,
last word on you, good brother.
I know 2010, that was a lot of fun. I mean, we did a lot of stuff. We hit the road. We're going to hit the road more for 2011. Introduced some things. I know I'm doing a lot more writing now than I was earlier in the year, so I might be that guy that comes up with the magazine or comes up with the book or, you know. I think that's just where God is aiming me at right now. So look for more articles. As a matter of fact, for the award, I am writing an article for that. I don't know if I said that earlier, but for that Jonathan Award, it's going to be a real nice article on the network page and on your page, and you know how I do it. Once I get I start tagging people, so it'll be everywhere. But yeah, so I'm going to do a lot more writing, so keep an eye out for that. I want to get on the training campaign about some of the things that I write about. That's why I'm writing, so that people will know what to expect when they see me. And hopefully, you know, some doors are open to do that, whether it's with a company or with on my own or some way to get set up in this class arena, you know, at some of these trade shows.
Oh, yeah.
So Watch out for what we do.
Chris Burke.
So when you see Chris Burke out there, you know you'll know what's coming. Then we got the boot camp.
Hey, I'm telling y'all, you better watch yourself when you're around Chris Burke, because you'll end up in a blog. He will write about you, so when you know Chris Burke is in the area, you better watch yourself.
Wait, y'all ran me in the ground about that Barbara Roundtable story. I think I did shout out all 300 people that came.
Oh my God. He was here and I'm like, man, for real, Chris, you see everybody, didn't you?
Yeah. So, like we said, I'm gonna hit the road, I'm gonna write about it, I'm gonna take pictures and I'm gonna start laying the foundation for that magazine that y'all want. So
Oh yeah, there it is.
I hear that, it's in the works. That's good looks.
I wanted
to say something to you too, Daniel. For real though, stick with Vaz because y'all got the same gift. I mean, as much as I've talked to you and as much as I talked to Chavez, I know why you guys end up on the show together. And I know why you jump out and you run to get involved with. But stick with him, and he's going to be the one that's going to help you get your shop together and make it the light that shines on the hill right up there where you at. Everybody's going to be coming to you.
Yeah, because we need a barber zone in Texas. We need a barber zone in Houston, Texas.
Right. We can make that happen.
Right. Yeah. I mean, because you got those talents that are spread wide across the board like that, and you got the kind of passion and perseverance to chase after all of them. So you aimed in the right direction, man. You're on the right track.
They coming from you for sure.
Yeah, I mean, I watch this guy. He navigates through the internet, man, trying to make sure he don't leave no stone unturned. For real.
Oh, for real. Man.
And it's the right thing. So you know, keep that up, man. Keep
for sure. For
stay
sure.
in the loop.
Oh yeah.
Stay in the loop.
That's what it is, y'all. Y'all gotta stay connected. When y'all see the people out here at these shows. And on the internet with the education on them, tap into them people, you know. And for y'all that hit me up, I'm sorry if y'all hit me up and sometimes I don't get back to your emails or something. Man, there'd be so many coming through, but you know, I get back to you when I see it. So if I don't get back immediately to me, hit me on the little IM thing or something. Like, hey man, what's up? Answer my email. If anybody knows me, man, I'm an open book, man. If you need to know and I got it, I give it to you.
And I didn't get Natasha's contact information when she said it. So Natasha, if you're still on the line, just hit me up on Facebook or something. Christopher Burke is where you'll find me.
I'll look it up as soon as possible. Yes, I'm here.
Or since you all here, he may not be the only one that gets the info. Put it out there one more time. It's a chance. Get the info.
My Facebook is natasha.z, Natasha's Roses, and my Facebook name is under Rose Love. When you go on my page, you'll get to see, like, all my different hairstyles, product knowledge, black history, because, you know, they don't put it out there as much as they're supposed to anymore, and just any type of information that I could offer to other people.
Okay.
Hold on, let me go to my...
Because I already sent you a friend request. I don't know if you've seen that yet, but I already sent you one.
I see you, Rose Love.
Yes, that is me. That is me.
When's the last time you picked up a book? And what was
That today was for all the people who just don't want to read anymore. I mean, whether it be an urban book or a history book, most people don't even know that we had a black president before Obama. I mean, come on. You got to feed that mind. You have to feed your mind.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. What's up? Let's see here. Let's see what your cut look like, girl. Let's see what you're doing in the barber game.
What that, me?
It's not the barber game. It's the stylist game that I'm working with for right now.
I'm sorry to
but
hear
I'm getting
I'm sorry.
It piece by piece. Piece by piece.
I got your back, Natasha. I got your back. I do a whole lot of both, so I feel you. That's why I wanted to connect with you.
I like these reggae crits that you got right here. This one's just hot. Okay.
I love colors. People got to take it back to Ethiopia and Egypt and all the things. Look at most people don't even know we're barbers. Y'all were surgeons first.
Excuse me, girl. Hey. You better go to barberzone.org and read the history of barber. I know that we're the original. The original.
See, I know that.
Yeah.
A lot
the
of
artery
other
and the bandage.
Consumer artist.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't know.
Yeah. We was them dudes. We was them dudes. We still them dudes. We still the necessary part of the community.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, hey, we help
important.
People get their jobs.
Hey, this is crazy. For the barbers that's on the phone, say, like, nah, I'm playing. I'm gonna see if I can get this article. I'm about to put a little video on Facebook and YouTube. But we had a sister here at Ohio State she was a grad student, and she was doing a project on how culture is created. And, you know, everybody in their craft was going to, you know, like the Chinese dude, he went to the Chinese store, and then people went to the cafe spots and the newsstands and stuff like that. This sister said, I'm going to go to the barbershop. And she kind of faced some type of a little bit of resistance from her professor. But she said, the barbershop, she said, first of all, they're not going to let you in because you're a woman. And then, you know, how are you really going to find out how culture is created? So, come, I say that to say this. Man, that's just the paper she wrote. She got the highest grade out of her class. Now, since reading it, now her professor wants to come and sit at the barbershop to see, you know, what really goes on here. Because I got... Here in my shop, I got white and black barbers, so there's interaction with everybody. And
okay.
She was able to capture that so sweet, man. I was reading a little bit that she let me read, man, and the way she described what went on in my barbershop, I'm like, wow. And this was a view from somebody who had never been in a barbershop. She, you know, she was a female. She'd never been in a barbershop. She doesn't have any children. But just to hear her perspective on how important we were, on how important we are to the community, and the way we touch, you know, the way through her eyes, she saw us touching these individuals' lives was, like, crazy. So, you know, y'all right, man. We like the most important people in our communities, man. We are preacher, teachers, disciplinarians, you know, heroes, and, you know, we are all the people in one. So we need to learn how to celebrate that.
Yes, indeed.
So big up Sister Rose. Welcome to the barber community. We're going to get your hand right so you can get it all.
Thank you.
Wait a minute. Hold on. What in the Jesus name?
Oh, my fingernail.
I'm looking at Miss Agnew over here with the design game.
Right.
Oh, yeah,
she sent me one too.
Yeah, with the design game. Girl, who you think you is, me?
I'm trying to get a little confidence so I can enter one of them competitions. Yeah.
Hey, that's hot though. Hey, that's real hot. Nice work, for real. That's fine.
Appreciate it.
I'm going to tell you about the competition. The competition is usually an hour long. You got to do something, be able to do something that you can do in 45 minutes. That way you have any time to go through and do your corrections or, tighten up a little bit. Do something that you can do in 45 minutes. And don't try to do too much. Keep it simple. If you look at the winners of like the Bronner Brothers shows and the other smaller shows, not the Barber Battle. See, people want to look at the Barber Battle and start, you know, basing this stuff off of that. No, look at the Barber competitions, like the Anders Barber competitions or the Walls Barber competitions. And if you look, simple one work, simple and tight, simple and clean. You know, so just know that. But do something that you're comfortable doing in 45 minutes. And then you have 15 minutes to make any, you know, your clippers might go out, or if you're putting color in, you know, one of your pencils might mess up or something. So do something you can do in 45 minutes that you're comfortable and see how it works.
Okay. Yeah, once you go up on my page, check out the rest of them. You know, you can see my progress from when I first started doing designs to now.
Okay. Oh, yeah, girl, to go through your site like that, girl, that's going to cost you a couple of dollars. Hey, Chris, I'm going to teach you.
Yep.
The game is to be what? Sold and not sold.
All right.
But nah, y'all, I want to thank y'all, man, for y'all first time being on the show. I want to thank y'all for tuning in to the Barber Zone. And my man, Bernard.
Yes, sir. Yes,
man,
sir.
Hey, man, I thank y'all for the support all year long, man. So, you know, it's like 3:30, so we're going to wrap up the show. But I just want to say thank you for everybody, you know, all the guests, all the supporters, all the contributors, all the haters. I want to say thank you to everybody that supported the Barber Zone, thought about the Barber Zone. Even if you talk bad about the Barber Zone, you was talking about it. So, everybody, thank you for making 2010 a success. You know, we're looking to do bigger and better things. We got the barber Renaissance popping off. I'm gonna give y'all more details about that. We got the Barber Zone boot camp going on. Don't miss that. We gonna have the official, you know, launch of the Cool Touch. We put the Cool Touch out there, but we really, really did blast it out. So we're going to have, you know, the Barber Zone products. We're going to get that together, increase the Barber Zone education and awareness in the community. So, y'all, from your man Chavez and my Barber Zone team and my Barber Zone family, I want to tell y'all, thank y'all, man. Keep holding us down. Check us out, barberzone.org. Stay up on it. You're in the Columbus area, or you know, you just want to come and holler at us, 614-445-9663. If you got some comments, you got something, you some suggestions, hit us up at info@barberzone.org. Be sure, man, check us out, holler at us. We'll holler at you back, man. You know, it ain't no hate here. It's all love. We spread all love right here. So,
the Barber Zone, baby.
Until 2011, man, next time I talk to y'all, it's a brand new year. So I'm saying barber love to you, man, and happy new year, and we'll see y'all next week. Remember, next week we go to 9 p.m., so check out the website, man. We'll have it on there. So barber love to you, and, you know, come get your head right, man, every week with the Barber Zone. Peace. We'll holler at you. We're out of here.
All right.